listener production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics, written by Jonathan Green and read by me, Amanda Kopp. Today, the only way is up. Jonathan Green writes, I'm trying to imagine a meeting of the Reserve Bank Board. It's a complex mental picture. In the centre of the room is a large Heath Robinson contrivance involving a series of pulleys, gears, and lengths of knotted string that whirs, clicks, and rumbles before finally spitting out a meagre final product, seemingly out of all proportion to the effort, all that handle twirling and earnest knob twiddling required to produce it. I mean, come on. You're all in there to decide one thing. Rates up, rates steady, or rates down. The whole process seems shrouded in Delphic mystery. But how hard can it be? And so we come to this afternoon's announcement, an outcome presumably preceded by a small spurt of steam and a rattling of cogs somewhere deep in the RBA machinery. Not to make light, of course. The tempo of cash rate rising set by the bank in recent months has only remote precedence and suggests a level of serious economic anxiety. This, after all, is core bank business. A word or two from the Reserve Bank Act 1959. Quote, "It is the duty of the Reserve Bank Board, within the limits of its powers, to ensure that the monetary and banking policy of the bank is directed to the greatest advantage of the people of Australia, and that the powers of the bank are exercised in such a manner as, in the opinion of the Reserve Bank Board, will best contribute to A. the stability of the currency of Australia, B. the maintenance of full employment in Australia, and C. the economic prosperity and welfare of the people of Australia." As for inflation, the RBA tells us, quote, "The policy objective is to keep consumer price inflation between 2 and 3% on average over the cycle. Monetary policy aims to achieve this over the medium term as a precondition for the promotion of sustainable economic growth and employment." Well, with the consumer price index sitting at 6.1% for the 12 months to June, you can understand the RBA board's apparent enthusiasm for subduing the economy with rises in rates. The effect is substantial. Monthly average mortgage repayments have risen by $760 since the RBA started lifting rates in May. And here's the thing about fighting inflation through monetary policy. The instrument is exceedingly blunt, and the impact is seriously regressive. And that's what the bank intends. Lowering demand in the economy is another way of saying, we want you to be either so broke or so fearfully apprehensive that you stop spending money. If, in fact, you have any left over after the rises in your costs brought about by our actions. A central bank raising rates because it's the sole means at hand for achieving a legislated objective is a bit like poorly programmed artificial intelligence. It lacks subtlety and may ultimately destroy portions of the village in order to save it. At peril in passing is the third objective of the 1959 Act, to contribute to the economic prosperity and welfare of the people of Australia, an outcome that might be slightly muted by crashing property prices and suddenly punitive mortgage repayments. The bank's dogmatic rates myopia may even prevent government from offering amelioration to rises in the cost of living, in part caused by the actions of the Reserve Bank. There's no untwisting the circularity of that logic, but as various pundits have made clear, any signs of inflationary profligacy in Dr. Chalmers' October budget, assistance with rent or energy bills perhaps, seem certain to be met by the bank doing the only thing it knows how. The country thus divides. On one side are those whose circumstances or cannily fixed-rate mortgages allow them the financial latitude to tighten belts and weather the Reserve Bank's forced austerity. And on the other are those among the growing class of Australians for whom a 6% rise in the cost of living and counting resembles nothing short of punishment by ever-deepening poverty. So, the wheels turn, steam splutters, a flay road runs askew on the treadle, and there it is, 0.25 of a percentage point up. 6 months, six consecutive rises, a 9-year high of 2.6%. What else can they do? Elsewhere in politics, to today's Good Opinion, The Guardian's political editor, Catherine Murphy, argues that a change of mind on tax might be an intelligent position as Treasurer Jim Chalmers canvasses possibilities for his looming budget. And to our bad opinion, Spiked writer Brendan O'Neill takes issue with Jacinda Ardern's speech last week at the United Nations, in which she spoke of the global risk posed by media mis- and disinformation, saying, quote, "Misinformation doesn't really mean misinformation anymore. It means dissent." The number today is 2.25%, the amount by which the Reserve Bank of Australia has increased interest rates over the past 5 months, the fastest series of rate rises since 1994, when the RBA raised rates from 4.75 to 2.5%. And to today's policy, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has announced a zero extinctions target for the country's plants and animals. The intent is to improve the prospects of 110 species, in part by protecting an additional 50 million hectares of land and sea area by 2027. And in today's episode of 7am, reducing good teachers to a single test. All of us know that a great teacher can make a huge difference in a person's life, and a bad one can be a disaster for a young person who's trying to find their way. So how do we make sure the best people become teachers? Today, senior reporter for the Saturday Paper, Rick Morton, on the testing regime for Australian teachers that was inspired by an American consultancy firm. Listen to 7am on the Listener app now. And that is The Politics for October 4. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. The Politics podcast will be back again tomorrow. Talk to you then.